Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Guatemala Monday telling would-be immigrants do not come to the United States.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Vice President Kamala Harris's comments on immigration disappointing on Monday. She tweeted, "We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing," end quote. Scientists on Monday announced they have identified a new species of dinosaur that is the largest ever found in Australia. The giant sauropod was officially named the Southern Titan by researchers in Queensland. Experts say the dinosaur weighed about 70 tons, measured 21 feet tall, and extended to about the length of a basketball court. USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The Food and Drug Administration gives the green light to a new Alzheimer's drug. Dan Naraki reports.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug, aducanumab, was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has generated controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA having already approved the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris delivered remarks after meeting Guatemalan President Jaime on Monday.
Entrepreneurs who are focused on climate, who are focused on what might happen, which is to protect our environment, but also see the capacity for jobs and economic development as a connection with that pursuit. I will also continue to work with CEOs around the world to encourage investment in Guatemala. And, Mr. President, I look forward to working with you on that. As I shared with you, in Washington, D.C., I recently convened some of our biggest CEOs who have a profound interest for many reasons on supporting the work that happens here and the work that can happen here in Guatemala to, again, uplift folks who may have been overlooked or neglected, but also uplift the natural capacity and resources of this beautiful country. Which brings me to our third area of discussion and agreement. The President and I discussed the importance of anti-corruption and the importance of an independent judiciary. The United States will create an anti-corruption task force, the first of its kind. Our Justice Department, our Treasury Department, and our State Department will work together to conduct investigations and train local law enforcement to conduct their own.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And we keep trying. We're not about to give up yet. Thank you for joining in on the good fight. I mean, this is our country, right? The land of the free, home of the brave. And I know you never thought in a million years or from the day that you could even understand what was going on in your country that we would ever be reduced to this level of fear and absolute bizarreness, huh? Can you believe this? It is amazing. And every day is yet another story. I mean, the vice president of the United States goes to Guatemala to meet with the president there to, you know, which is amazing to me, to give them more money, as if we hadn't given them money already. But we're going to give them more money to try and keep the people there. And this is, you're giving money to a corrupt government that, the people that are supposed to benefit from that will not benefit from. I mean, this is what happens with these countries, is that money is taken. Thank you very much. It's used for personal purposes. It is never, you know, never goes down to help the people there. This thing is so goofy. But, you know, we had a plan that was working pretty effectively before under the Trump administration. And I know every time you say Trump, the mainstream media and some still rankle at the thought, but look at what you've got now. You've got Trump, or you've got Joe Biden and his policies. And his policies and his thought is we're going to get rid of everything that has to do with Donald Trump. Forget about, you know, any benefit, forgot about it was working. It's just because it had Trump's name on it. And then what do we find is more and more we're running into the situation where we're finding out that, Trump was right. You know, whether we're talking about a leak in a laboratory, hydroxychloroquine, I mean, go down the list, you know, energy independence. And then, of course, we forsake energy independence for dependence. And then we allow the Russians to open up their pipeline. You know, as DeRoy Murdoch talked about the story of three pipelines. I mean, it's amazing how goofy this is, so upside down. And, you know, so we've gone from America first, the way Trump had seen it, which was bristling the globalists. Okay, you knew that was happening. And, of course, you know, hey, they are a formidable group of people that have no scruples whatsoever. I mean, you can stuff the ballot box, you can cheat, do whatever you want to do, just so long as the ends are met, right? I mean, we want to talk about Congress is debating H.R. 1 and Senate, and thank God for Joe Manchin, you know, because he's kind of the linchpin in blocking this out, and he's probably taking a lot of incoming that the other Democrats are happy to put him up in front and say, okay, let Joe take the blows here, because we don't want this to pass either. This is totally insane to federalize our election process. And I say, here we are talking about federalizing the election process when we still can't figure out what happened in 2020. You know, let's bring credibility to the whole situation. Let's find out exactly what happened. Why is it that somebody who can run a campaign out of his basement get, what, 10 million more votes than President Trump? And then you have all this suspicion about chain of custody with ballots, ballots that come in that haven't been folded, but these were mail-in ballots. So if they were mail-in ballots, there should be folds on the ballot, right? I mean, just some common sense stuff. And when you talk about this with people who are so fixed, they go, oh, no, just get over it, Bill. What are you doing? This is ridiculous. You've got to, you got to just accept, you're just a poor loser. No, I'm not a poor loser. The fact of the matter is the American people deserve, they deserve the whole truth and nothing but. And, and we're getting more but than, than truth, sadly. And, the Democrats going, okay, well, we'll fix this problem. We'll just nationalize the whole process. And if we nationalize it, then all is good here, right? I mean, it's ridiculous. We still don't know what happened in 2020. I mean, we've got, states are out there trying to do audits, and then you've got people undermining the things. You've got the Democrats coming in doing everything they can to interfere. They're not interested in getting down to the bottom of this. And the reason that we want to get down to the bottom again is so that this doesn't happen. Because I'll tell you, even with H.R. 1, if there's new ways that the Democrats can invent to cheat and stuff the ballot, they'll figure it out. I mean, who originated the idea of this whole ballot rustling, the situation where the Democrats could go and get ballots from people and just collect them and put them in mass. I mean, this was all brought to you by the Democrats. Happened widely in California, and how the Republicans allowed that to happen that's a whole nother issue. It's like, man, what are you guys focused on, man? You need to be on top of this, and you're letting them come in. You're letting them come in the back door and then put all kinds of pressures on local officials that are controlling the vote and controlling the count. And you've got 600 attorneys storming, and you just let that happen. You don't put up any defense or any offense against that movement that Elias and the rest of the Democratic attorneys were able to do, and how they were able to affect this. I mean, this was all hands on deck issue. We're going to make sure that Donald Trump didn't get elected. They had Mark Zuckerberg. They had, Twitter. They had all the social media lined up. They had the mainstream media, had corporate America. They had the globalists around. And I would even say the scientific community, because they needed to cover their rear ends. Because, what's happening and what we're realizing now is this is all one big happy cabal that just keeps. So whether it has to do with voting, whether it has to do with the hiding of information and the deception by the Chinese. And it's not just the Chinese. We got to understand this. We got Dr. Fauci. We got all these scientists, even in the United States, that are supposedly Americans, right? Well, they're not Americans first. That's really what this is all about. And it galls them to think that they own their allegiance. They owe their allegiance to America, though that's where they get their paycheck. That's how they make their money. But their allegiance has been sold out. And you have to see this. And it's disturbing, because guess what? They're running the farm here, ladies and gentlemen, at our expense. And they continue to do this and waste money. And it matters so little to them. What do they care? They're happy. They got their money. They got everybody in fear, wearing masks. We got, moms that should be, home or at work and doing things for their family. But now they've got to go and fight the cause. They got to go to school districts and try and communicate some common sense and say, look, the kids do not need to be masked. Even the scientists, if you want to follow the science at one point said, no mask. Then there was one mask, there's two masks, and, it's just crazy. A mask inside, but not outside. We've been all over the place, and that's another thing, too. What is the true number of COVID deaths? There was a report a couple of weeks ago that people aren't talking about anymore. And that is, it put into clear question that these numbers that are being put out, 600,000 people have died of COVID. And then they're saying, well, maybe that's not the right number. Maybe it's just 10% of that. which if it is more in line with the flu numbers, not this pandemic, not, you know, something like Ebola, not something like any other rather dangerous and pernicious virulent that has attacked our country. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
The letters IRS give you anxiety. I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in 30 languages worldwide. What do hot sauce, scrap metal, and beards have to do with the gospel? Well, the Tide Ministry's Year Beard campaign inspires men to get creative about sharing the gospel. Challenged to grow beards in 2021 for 1, 3, 6, or all 12 months to raise awareness for the Tide Ministry, every participant is spreading the good news in a unique way, but some are taking it further. One Year Beard participant partnered with a friend who makes hot sauce, offering free sauce as an incentive to support his hairy campaign. Another participant gathered scrap metal from friends and neighbors as a means to share about Year Beard and the Tide Ministry's mission. The Tide is proud to be working alongside these godly men in such creative ways. To find out how you or someone you know can participate in the Tide Year Beard Challenge, visit yearbeard.org. That's yearbeard.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Welcome back. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Michael Bussler is with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Hey, Michael, how you doing, buddy?
Morning, Bill. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, sorry for the late call here. We got a knot in our cord here, so that happens every once in a while here. But, you know, actually the knot in the cord that was going through my brain, I think. So what it is. It was probably the same knot that got into the brain of Vice President Harris. You know, I'm really disappointed. I didn't get my Vice President Harris cookie. Did you get yours? Maybe it's in the mail, huh? Yeah.
Maybe, but I'm not expecting it, to be honest with you.
Yeah, a faceless cookie. I mean, how narcissistic is this? I mean, what is the point? This whole campaign of her going into Guatemala and what she tried to sell, it was just a mess. I mean, it was absolute embarrassment. And I just say to the people, the alleged 82 million people that voted for her and Joe Biden is, hey, how do you like them now? I mean, you know, this is just a travesty.
Yeah, and that's true, I think, on a number of fronts. So starting with the border crisis, we had a border crisis in 2018 going into 2019. The Trump administration fixed it. And in 2020, we did not have a problem. Biden gets in, and he essentially reverses what President Trump did. And as a result of that, we end up with this border.
Yeah, this is his idea of building it better, right? We're going to build better.
That's what he says. And instead of, the Biden administration says, well, let's go to the root cause of this in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, and we'll go down and give them money. Unfortunately, it's a very corrupt government they have there, and you're not sure what ends up happening to the money. Now, the Trump administration took exactly the opposite view. They said, look, we're already giving you hundreds of millions of dollars in aid. We're already giving you that.
Right.
So unless you stop your people from coming up here, we're not going to give you any more money.
Exactly.
Well, very quickly, they changed and implemented some policies that kept the people there. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that helped the border crisis to go away. And President Trump had the border wall just about finished, at least a big chunk of it. There were certain holes that needed to be filled. Biden decided not to fill them. So now the people just walked right through the wall and got there. And then, of course, when you finally got to the border, the Trump administration said, we're not letting you in. Mm-hmm. If you're seeking asylum, you have to wait in Mexico. Well, Biden changed that. It was the catch and release. They said, look, you're coming in. We'll catch you. We'll set up a court date for you, but we'll release you into the U.S. And I saw one study that said, it was a little bit older, but it said that 97% of the people never come back for the
exactly.
Year.
Well, it's 4 or 5 years later. You know, a lot of things can happen in life 4 or 5 years down the road when you get a court date. I mean, that's absurd on its face. And, so here it is. They just get lost in the shuffle. They get, they're trying to survive a situation that they come into, because unlike the legal immigration process where they are sponsored and the legal immigrants are not by mandate and by law, they're not allowed to be a strain on the taxpayers' dole. But yet here we are, on the other hand, just letting in thousands of people to come in the border that, guess what, they have access to the public dole, whether it's education, health care, right on down the line. I mean, if you remember during the debates, the Democratic presidential debate side, when asked if they would, who on the stage would provide health care to illegal immigrants, and they all raised their hand without exception.
Yeah. And when those people come in and say, well, the government's going to take care of it, you have to remember the government doesn't have any money. All they have is what they take from taxpayers. So when you ask the government to pay for something, you're really asking American taxpayers to pay for it. And most Americans don't want to pay for health care and welfare benefits and social programs for people that come into the country illegally.
Right.
And look, I would say the majority of those people have legitimate gripes, and you understand, but there's a minority of those people that are just not good people.
Exactly. Well, we don't know with those people, you know, in terms of, you know, we can put it in rough terms and say a minority, but we don't even know. And it's not just people in, in the triangle here. We're getting people coming in from Europe because it's just it's an open door. And so, hey, look at why not? So you got people coming in from Europe in numbers that we can't even quantify right now.
Yeah, and we're treating these people really better than we're treating homeless American citizens.
Exactly.
I heard somebody make a suggestion. homeless people ought to go down to Mexico and then come up through the border, and they'll be treated much better than they're being treated now. Look, the U.S. has a lot of problems, social problems that we could spend money on solving on our own without having to worry about people that are not American citizens. Look, we're very sympathetic to the people. I understand they have very difficult conditions, but we have our own problems to deal with first. We can't take care of everybody in the world who is in a difficult position. And just sending money down there is really not the way to do it. In fact, I think it's going to make the situation worse.
There's nothing to give you any idea that it works, because we've tried this before in the past. It didn't work then. The only thing that worked was when Donald Trump said, look, it, behave yourself. We're going to incentivize the right behavior. We get the right outcome. Hey, all is well, and you continue to get money. The other question I have, Michael, is how much money do Americans give to other countries for foreign aid right now? I mean, we're a very, you know, to your point, we're a very generous society. We're very grateful. And I'm not saying that we, but we need to consider it in the big picture. It's just AOC and the Squad and all these other progressives, they just come up with more ideas, but there's no, where's that money coming from? It's not like all of a sudden we're super flush and we've got plenty of money to hand out, not to mention the fact that how about us just being good stewards of the resources and the money that we have?
Yeah, there's hundreds of billions of dollars that the U.S. government gives to countries all around the world. And you're right, Americans are very generous. So the big problem here, too, is not just we're giving the money out. We don't have the money that we're giving out.
Exactly.
Look, the federal government budget deficit was $3 trillion last year. It'll be at least $3.5 trillion this year. President Biden is pushing for some more spending programs that will drive the deficit up even larger, and all that money ends up being borrowed. Mm-hmm. Some of it, the Federal Reserve simply prints up money, but most of it ends up being borrowed, pulling money out of capital markets. The interest expense alone on that, even though interest rates today are rock bottom, the interest expense alone is about $400 billion a year. That's about 10% of government non-COVID government spending. And it's $400 billion that can't be spent on more productive endeavors. The worst part of this borrowing the money is the government has no intention of ever paying the money back. Mm-hmm. In other words, they run a deficit, they sell a 10 or a 20-year bond, they pay interest every year on it. It matures 10 or 20 years. They don't have the money to pay it back. What do they do? They sell new bonds to pay back the old bonds, roll over the debt, and that's why the public debt just keeps growing. It's approaching $30 trillion now.
It's called a Ponzi scheme. It's called a Ponzi scheme, Michael. Hey, Michael, I got a question. I've been dying to talk to you about this, because what I see happening is something similar in California and what the Democrats were very effective in doing, and that is they locked down the government with policies through spending in such a way that there was no movement. I mean, when they had the last recall and Schwarzenegger came into play, he thought he was going to be all that in a bag of chips, and they told him, they said, well, let me tell you, about 85-90% of the budget, it's already codified. You can't do anything about it. So you're going to come in and be governor of 10% of the state. And this is almost like we're following the same pattern here with the U.S. Treasury. And the Democrats right now, with the control that they have, they're spending us not only into oblivion, but they're spending us into a lockdown of their own policies. Is that fair to say?
It certainly is. And if you take a look at the federal budget before we had any COVID spending, over 60% of the budget is for Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security, which politically is untouchable.
Right.
About 10% of the budget goes to pay for the interest on the public debt. So
well,
you're up to over 70%
exactly.
of the budget, very difficult to touch.
Michael, got to come back. We've got to really delve into this deeper. Dr. Michael
Lustig. $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. All right, we have goat yoga lattes coming up in the yoga room. Hey, Regan, can you go
at Finley Fitness? Personal trainers shouldn't have to personally do everything.
Engage that core. That class started 2 minutes ago. I am late. Hey, Dylan, can you...
Indeed can help them hire the people they need.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Vice President Kamala Harris in Guatemala Monday telling would-be immigrants, do not come to the United States.
I want to be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border. Do not come. Do not come.
New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called Vice President Kamala Harris's comments on immigration disappointing on Monday. She tweeted, "We can't help set someone's house on fire and then blame them for fleeing," end quote. Scientists on Monday announced they have identified a new species of dinosaur that is the largest ever found in Australia. The giant sauropod was officially named the Southern Titan by researchers in Queensland. Experts say the dinosaur weighed about 70 tons, measured 21 feet tall, and extended to about the length of a basketball court. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Jeff Kemp, quarterback in the NFL for 11 years, playing for the Rams, the Niners, the Seahawks, the Eagles. Had a lot of fun, as he'll tell you. Got a lot of blitzes, too, and learned a lot from that. He and his father, Jack Kemp, were the first father-son quarterbacks in NFL history. Today, Jeff speaks at community events, churches, men's and marriage conferences, business conferences, and prayer breakfasts, and especially when he, speaks in the marriage, conferences and that, he's never without his flak jacket. Right, Jeff?
You got to be ready.
Ready.
Marriage is rough and tumble business.
It is a contact sport, isn't it? In more ways than one.
Jesus said, in this world, you'll have trouble. And he was speaking to married people, and especially husbands who put their foot in their mouth and forget really important things to their wives.
Now, I told you that I think it's quite interesting. It may be one of those conversations we'll have with the Lord when we get to heaven, if we're, when we're there, if he'll give us a moment. And that is to say, now, wait a minute. You know, here on earth, we got marriages, right? And then you say we get to heaven, there's no marriage, that's going to happen in heaven. Okay, so what gives here? We're here on earth struggling with marriage. We get to heaven and you say, ain't going to happen up in heaven. I mean, what do you know that we don't know? that marriage isn't going to exist in heaven. I'm just saying, inquiring people want to know.
It's hard to put yourself in the mind of God. The Bible says that we can't fathom him. I was reading in Ecclesiastes the way it says that God put eternity in our hearts, but man cannot discover the work that God has done from beginning to end. So we can't figure it all out. He gives us some food crumbs to reach and search towards him and find the gospel and find him. But the full answers we don't get. But, Bill, it's interesting. Marriage, Hebrews says that marriage is to be honored and valued and esteemed among everybody. And that the marriage bed, which is the biblical phrase for the sexual relationship,
right,
the physical intimacy relationship, that includes procreation, not just pleasure, or pleasure, not just procreation, that it is to be protected and kept pure.
Yes.
So it's, and you know, I think for years there was some prudishness in some strands of Christianity that didn't celebrate the sensual, sexual intimacy parts of marriage adequately.
Right.
And then when the Hugh Hefner Playboy culture came along, they made it like sound like they invented the fun of this stuff.
Right.
And they didn't invent the fun of this stuff. The God that wrote the Song of Solomon invented this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's a package. And it's a package that's based in relationship covenant, which
right.
keeps all the trouble out of it and
exactly.
keeps all the good in it. And then we also know that marriage is difficult, and the purpose for us is to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's Romans 8:29. Says that, you know, we've been called and sanctified and set apart so that we'll be conformed to the image of Christ. Well, gosh, we humans are selfish and we have pride and we look up for our own interests ahead of others. And marriage does probably the very best job of exposing that.
Without a doubt.
Now,
yep, because it's antithetical to our own mortal desires, right?
Every day you're faced with the reality that your preferences and tastes and desires are not totally in sync with this other person.
Mm-hmm.
You want to drop your towel, leave your dirty clothes. You want to leave late for the airport. You want to have, you know, lots of sugar on your food. She doesn't. You want to do this now. She doesn't want to do it now. You want to drive fast. She doesn't. Well,
mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh, it's constantly confronting you with the fact that you are a self-driven, self-willed, selfish person.
Right.
And this other person is a mirror showing it to you. So either you kind of mess up your marriage and don't change, or you say, okay, God, change me and show me how to become more humble and malleable and transformed into the character of Christ. And then you can start truly loving that other
exactly.
person. And something special happens in a bonded marriage like that. And God says in Ephesians that it's a picture. It's a mystery. It's an advertisement to the world of God's amazing love for us that would lay down his life in Jesus. So Christian marriage is crucial. But when you get to heaven, we're going to be already conformed to the image of Christ.
Right.
So we won't need marriage for it, A.
Mm-hmm.
And B, our union with God will be the most important one, more so than a union with a wife or a husband. We won't need to procreate to have kids because
right.
God's in charge of that stuff from then on. And as far as missing out on the physical, sensual thrill and pleasure of sex, God makes eternity better than the best things on earth.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't need to worry.
Well, that's what we have to look forward to. Yeah, and at the core of this, Chef, as you said early on, it's having that heart of servanthood. When a marriage can get to that point where they're serving the other, not consuming, as you say, I like that, that's when you start humming along, and then you have minor, you know, some breaks may come along, you know, some blitzes may come along, but minor adjustments, nothing terrific or horrific or anything like that that's going to send you to go talking to attorneys. But, you know, you just say, okay, we got a course correct here, because it was so good before and we were doing so great. And, we just hit a blitz. We're okay. You know, we get back on track. I mean, that's what happens. Hey, Jeff, we got about 3 minutes left and I wanted to revisit something that you had said that has really stayed with me, and that was just absolutely brilliant and revelational, I might say.
I must not have invented it, Bill.
for all these things and these tidbit wisdom, we never take the credit. We know the Holy Spirit is working through us, and we're eternally grateful for that, and our audience should be as well, because this is really cool that they need to understand this, is that, and it has to do with your why. And I asked the question, have people lost sight of their why? Because you said that when people are given why, then they'll go through just about anything to attain their what. Explain to our audience in 2.5 minutes the brilliance of that statement.
Well, your why is your why do I live? Why do I exist? Why do I wake up each day? What's the motivation? What's the end in mind? Where am I really going? Where am I attaching my hope? What do I think is really going to make life great? And if you have a transcendent, true, solid, wonderful why, then you can survive really hard things, losing a job, bad health, not having much money, being misunderstood by people.
Dealing with masks, no mask, a pandemic, you know, welcome to the world right now. Right.
Yeah. You can deal with misunderstanding in the culture and crazy ideas because your eternal why is living in the kingdom of heaven and demonstrating Jesus now so that people who do not know him can find him. So I would kind of say your why has to be attached to the concept of your hope. And if your hope is just a nice earthly life or a good vacation 6 months from now or enough financial security to not worry, then it's not big enough to carry you through the troubles of life. But if your why is knowing Jesus Christ, being a son or daughter of God Almighty, experiencing the Holy Spirit living in you and being a part of his eternal kingdom, which you're going to get to heaven and live there forever, but right. You're on mission to help others get there now. That will give you the perseverance and the character and the resilience to handle all the tough stuff. So
exactly.
Let's expand our why and go back to God.
You know, I was doing a deeper study of the early church, and their why was being prepared because Jesus was coming back. That's all they focused on, Jeff, was the return of Christ. And I think we've lost a little bit of that in translation in this modern era, is that, yeah, we think about heaven, but we forget that intermediary step, and that is Jesus is coming back for his bride. Is his bride going to be ready? Right?
Right on. Right.
That's a huge why. I'm right with you. Former NFL QB and ministry leader Jeff Kemp. Jeff, how can they be in touch with you? You've got about 10 seconds left.
They can go to my website, jeffkempteam.com, jeffkempteam.com.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care, buddy.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.75% with a 2.76% APR with no points or lender fees. Incredible! Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.75% with a 2.76% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for initial cost information.
This report is sponsored by Holland America. After a year-long hiatus, the wait is over, and it's time to cruise again. Holland America Line is ready to set sail round-trip from Seattle to Alaska with their new ship, New Amsterdam, with departures starting July 24th and sailing through October 2nd. These Alaska cruises will only be for guests who have received their final dose of the vaccine 14 days prior to embarkation. The ship has also been upgraded to make guests feel even safer with enhanced sanitation practices, upgraded HVAC systems, UV lighting, and enhanced filtration practices. Gus Antorcia is the president of Holland America Line.
We're working through the protocols with the CDC, and so I suspect there may be some adjustments and changes we need to make. But I think everything that a guest has come to expect and enjoy from a Holland America cruise will be available. So that includes our onboard dining options. It includes the entertainment offers. It includes the special lectures, the special programs that we add to all of our voyages.
Visit www.hollandamerica.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Look forward to this segment every week because we get to talk about good news. And Samantha Mao has been so faithful in scouring the highways, byways, publications for all these great news to report on every week. And she joins us now. Hey, Sam, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. All of a sudden, I got into a sneezing fit, so that's what you're hearing me is trying to hold back another sneeze. So let's go on and talk about your first entry here about a woman. Whoa. She's donating a kidney. Wow. This even gets... Okay, first of all, she's donating a kidney, but she's donating a kidney to her husband's ex-wife, and there's more. 2 days after the wedding. Wow.
Can you believe that?
Wow.
I thought this is a story, and you just, like, I have so many questions. Like, from the beginning, it's like, this is just, I mean, first of all, you just like to see people like that that are able to get along. When you think about ex-spouses and everything like that,
yes,
you want to see families that can get along. Well, Debbie Neal Strickland, she married...
I would divorce the woman because I just figure I'm just not worthy. Anybody that has kind of a mercy in heart is like, oh my gosh, yeah, I mean, can I measure up to someone with this much grace and mercy?
And, you know, you think about something like this and what a way to get in with his family. Like, you know, you always wonder about what our stepmom's going to be like or how our children are going to take to her. Well, I mean, saving their mom, I can't imagine how the children are going to feel about her. But,
Because you got kids involved here, like you said, extended family, the whole deal. Now, did the women know each other, or was just this happens to be this guy's ex-wife, and you have another woman having a heart toward another woman?
It's a woman having a heart towards another woman. Mylene Mertz, she is the ex-wife that needed the kidney. Her and her husband Jim had divorced over 2 decades ago, and they always had a good relationship. You know, they raised their children together, and they were, you know, on friendly terms. So when Debbie came along, who is Jim's new wife, that donated her kidney, she found out what was going on with Mylene, and Mylene actually had 8% of her kidney working. That's what they found out, and they knew that, you know, if she didn't have a kidney transplant, she was not going to make it.
Right.
And not only that, hers and Jim's daughter was pregnant and, you know, expecting. And so it's like, it's this whole.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Like, it's right in the middle of life, right? I mean, it's not like you can just set this aside and go, no, no. I mean, life still goes on. We got babies being born in the middle of this crisis.
That's right. And it's in the middle of the pandemic last year. So it's just like there's all these things coming together. And Debbie said that she just knew in her heart. She's like, I knew that I'd be a match and I knew I had to help. You know, I couldn't imagine her not being able to be there for her grandbaby. So she ends up donating her kidney 2 days after her and Jim get married. And they said both women, when they woke up from the surgery, were asking about each other. They now call each other sisters, which I think is, I mean, it's just, they call each other kidney sisters.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And the whole family trip, like, to a lake down in Georgia to all go enjoy each other. And I'm just like, this is one of those rare events when.
Without a doubt. Now, did the ex-wife get married? Did she remarry?
I'm not sure about that part. I haven't read about her being remarried, but, you know, it just seems like they just have a heart for each other. And, you know, obviously,
exactly.
You're dealing with all good people here. Like, you know, Jim was able to stay friends with his ex, which is not something that you often see.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's been 2 decades. I thought that started to, like, the story started to make more sense when you learn more about what is going on. But I mean, how else, it's like, has this ever happened? Like, intentionally happened in the history of time before? I just think it's a beautiful story.
Yeah. And how could Jim possibly broach his fiance and say, hey, we're going to get married here, but part of the deal is you got to give up a kidney for my ex-wife. I know it didn't happen. I know it didn't happen that way, but, you know, still. But,
that's how you wonder. Like, we wondered that at first, right? Like, what happened? How did this come to be?
Oh, my gosh.
But, you know, I think it's a story that we should be seeing in the headlines.
This is a Hallmark movie.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, in real time. I mean, how precious. Well, congratulations to them and for the kidney sisters now. Wow.
Yes.
What a great story. This next one says, I'm not going to let you die. A pregnant mother rescues 3 girls from drowning in Lake Michigan. Tell us about this.
So, you know, this pregnant mother, she was actually pregnant with her third child. And she's, you know, she's down at Lake Michigan and she sees, and she's just her and her little young children. I think they're like under 2 years old, or there's like a 6-year-old and a 2-year-old. And she's pregnant, 5 months pregnant herself. And she sees 3 little girls kind of going out into the lake. Well, the water was rough, so she's kind of keeping an eye on them. And, you know, she's just kind of, she's watching them and they're all under the age of about 15 and she keeps seeing them get deeper and deeper. And she's like, okay, well, I'm going to keep my eye out here because things change really fast. And Lake Michigan's not like, of course we know Lake Michigan's not like a small lake. It's, you know, it's like getting into the ocean. Anyway, so she sees them go down and the girls, she starts noticing they can't get out and there's nobody else there. So she gets her kids out of the water, gets them to stay on shore, and she's pregnant running over and she leans down off the pier and she's reaching out to grab each one of them. And she ends up being able to pull out the first two. And then to get the other one kind of, she gets them in from the shore. And I just think, you know, it's one of those things. Her name's Alyssa, and she said she didn't know what would have happened if she hadn't been there. She just felt, you know, she ends up getting checked afterwards to make sure that she's okay.
Yeah.
Well, she's laying on her stomach and doing all this physical activity while she's pregnant.
Exactly.
And everything ends up okay. But, you know, you wonder, these 3 girls, I mean, the water changes just like that. And people drown all the time trying to save someone else. And it's just like, and you think, aren't you glad that she was okay and that her kids listened to her and stayed on the shore? You know, these were young kids. And that the girls were able to get the help. And I think it's just kind of a warning to us all.
Exactly. No, it happens so quick. You know, the curious thing for me is that child that she is carrying makes you wonder what kind of, you know, because they say there's things that transfer, you know, in everyday experiences, even in utero. It makes you wonder what impact, without even being aware, that is transferred into this yet to be born child. I would be curious to know down the road if something happens and it reconnects with this event.
Just I mean, a little hero in the making. That has to be interesting.
I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll wait and see. I mean, down the road, you may be calling back. You go, Bill, you remember you said, and this is what, and this little girl, that before she was born, whatever, you know, this would happen. It could be a little boy, too. I don't know. We don't know if it was a boy or a girl that she's carrying. But I don't know. I just have this sense that there's something, you know, there's going to be something really special about that child that she will be delivering, if she hasn't already. Now, this next story is a girl, lemonade stand. This is so sweet. In memory of her dog, she raises $1,000 for an animal shelter. How cool.
That's right. So this is 6-year-old little girl. Her name's Jalen Keeney. She's from Massachusetts. And, you know, she's, this is one of those things. I like it. It's turning lemons into lemonade, like literally doing that. Her dog, it was a, he was named Dexter, and he was a mini golden noodle. And he apparently passed away suddenly from a cardiac issue. So, you know, it took the family by surprise, and they're grieving. And then Jalen, she's like, what can I do that's going to make me feel better? And to me, this is kind of, it's very wise beyond her years, because so many of us, you know, if we lose a pet like that, we're just kind of, I mean, I think you can get stuck in your grief. And she took it and she turned it around. She decides to start a lemonade stand. She sells it for $1 a cup. And she ends up making over $1,000, as the time of the story. And she takes the money and she donates it to a local animal shelter.
Oh, very cool.
In honor of her sweet little Dexter. And I just think, you know, her mom was saying I know that she's my daughter, and I'm not just saying this because of that, but she's the best person I know. She just has such a good heart. And so
we can all learn. We can all learn so much from kids like this, huh?
Oh, absolutely. You know, she wasn't doing it. She wasn't like, I'm just going to take this money and buy myself something or do something, you know, because $1,000, especially when you're a kid,
you can get a lot of chocolate. You can get a lot of chocolate with that, you know. Hey, I got $1,000 bucks.
Right.
Chocolate for everybody. No, not for her. Let's give it to the animal shelter. Oh, very cool.
That's
well, good
right.
for her. Hey, this next story, I think we saw this. I was mesmerized by watching this gal. She hears her dogs barking in the backyard. And instinctively, I don't know what she was thinking, but she reacted so quickly. I think it shocked. This is a bear that's attacking her dogs in the backyard. And he was up on the fence like some sort of squirrel or something. It was ridiculous. But and it wasn't some little small bear. I mean, this looked like it was an adult sized bear. And she goes after the bear.
This is actually amazing. This is one of those incidents. This 17-year-old Haley Marinico, she runs out. She sees this bear that's climbing over the fence, and she's got her three dogs running out. She has to wonder what just happened. The bear starts to climb over, and she literally takes the bear, and the bear comes down on her, and she pushes it back. She's pushing back this apex predator and just getting it out of there. And she gets the dog, turns around, grabs one of the dogs, and they run out. Everybody's okay. It's kind of an amazing, like, if people haven't seen the video, they need to check it out.
Oh, and especially if you've ever seen a bear, a little paw swipe with those nails, boy, they can fillet you in a heartbeat. No doubt about it. And it was amazing. And she was able to push it out of the way. Great story. Great video. Go to Sam's Corner and you can see it all for yourself. Samantha Mal. Thank you, Sam. Take care.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The final phase of extermination is set.